Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And now we bring in the head football coach of the Kennesaw State Owls, Brian Bohannon. Well, let me correct that. The undefeated coach at 4-0, Brian Bohannon, who joins us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show. Coach, how you doing? Not bad. After another outing, you guys get it done, and you get it done in a big way as you're able to get off to a big start and get to a big win.
We did. It's good. It was a good win. Our kids actually came out with some energy on Saturday, which I thought was really positive. And anytime you keep the other team from scoring, your odds are pretty good that you're going to win the game. So I thought we did some good things. There's a lot to clean up as we go into the game this weekend, but I thought we made some good strides on Saturday.
You guys got up 21-0. You end up winning 35-0. What were the keys to getting off to that good start, getting up 21-0 in the first quarter?
I think the biggest thing is we came out with a ton of energy, you know, and that's something we struggled a little bit with, you know, in the spring season. But our kids were amped up. They were ready to play. They were playing with a lot of urgency, a lot of passion. And that's the only way you can play this game. And I think that had a ton to do with it. Now we got to continue to do that, but we got to do it for four quarters and not have any lapses going into this weekend. But I think that was the biggest part of it.
Coach, what did you like about Xavier Shepherd on Saturday starting his first game at quarterback?
Well, you know, he came in a couple weeks earlier, and, you know, when we had the starter got hurt, the backup was out, and he came in and did a nice job, and then he got to start this week with the number two quarterback still banged up a little bit. So the thing is, he came in and he moved the ball and he executed the offense, and he's tough. You know, he missed a lot of checks on Saturday. I think it being the first start, I think sometimes you overthink some things instead of just letting it play out. But at the end of the day, he moves the ball. He made some nice throws and he's executing the offense. So I was really impressed with some stuff he's done, especially coming in the season as the third team quarterback, hadn't really played a whole lot.
Kennesaw State head football coach Brian Bohannon joining us via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Always helps when the defense can put some points on the board. You got a 75-yard pick six from linebacker Bryson Armstrong. Man, even hurdled somebody on the way to the house. Talk about your defense not just getting a turnover, but being able to make a play and put points on the board.
Well, you know, that turnover came right after we turned the ball over. We had a mesh fumble. And I think, you know, when you have a sudden change like that, how you respond, I always tell our guys how you respond to adversity is what makes you who you are, not necessarily the adversity, because adversity is going to happen. And Bryson made a huge play and able to run down the sideline. He hurdled a guy. And the great thing about it was there was 10 guys running full speed with him, you know, and they were all going down, and they're all celebrating in the end zone, and it was a huge play in the game. And we definitely need some more of them. That was huge. It was a heck of a play, and love the effort and enthusiasm out of our kids.
Coach, what are you expecting out of Monmouth this weekend with the title game on the line?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team. I mean, we've played them the last 5 years. You know, they do a nice job on offense with a really big offensive line and a good running back. They got a new quarterback, but he's playing really well. And they got a good group of wideouts, and they got 8 of 11 starters back on defense. Mm. So, I mean, we got to go play well. It's like every week, you know, I tell our kids, I said, listen, man, we've been in the playoffs since we started the season. You know, I mean, it's every week's the same thing when you got a shortened season and, you know, and each game gets a little bigger as you go. So we got to get ready to go play our best game of the year for four quarters, which we haven't played four quarters of football yet. And I think if we can do that, we'll give ourselves an opportunity to win the ball game, but we got to go prepare the right way, which will be today's Tough Tuesday, Joe. We got to get ready to go.
I hate Tough Tuesdays.
You know, so got to get ready to go. It's going to be 80 degrees on Tough Tuesday, and we got to get ready to go practice and have a good one so we can have a good outing on Saturday.
Coach, I know you really don't, but the rankings came out, and you guys were not in the top 10, and the FCS committee members. Is that in the back of your mind at all, trying to impress those guys to be ranked higher, or you just let the ball fall where they may?
Well, this year it really doesn't matter, because if we win Saturday, Joe, we're going to go to the playoffs. And only 16 teams go. There's no buys. There's really only four seeds. So it really doesn't matter this year. Now, in other years, it would have an impact where you might get a bye and not have to play as many games and home field advantage and some of that stuff. This year, it's not. To me, it's more about, I think for our kids and our program, we have so much pride in what we do that, you want people to look in and you're trying to earn respect every day you go out, and every Saturday you're trying to earn respect for your program. But as far as really we control everything, which is a good thing. And if we go take care of business Saturday, it'll play out like it needs to, moving forward for the playoffs. So we look at them. I look at them. I use them kind of needle our kids, if you want to know the truth, try to, motivate them and get them fired up. But at the end of the day, we control really everything right now.
Well, Coach, we still are in interesting times. Not easy to get everybody on the same page and get the results that you're getting. So you still deserve a lot of credit. You guys are 4-0. You're conference champions if you get a win this Saturday, 1 o'clock, taking on Monmouth. And we wish you the best. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. One thing before y'all let it go, I want to say appreciation for Fifth Third Bank and Randy Kaport for sponsoring this segment. And you guys having us on every week, man, it's been awesome. Appreciate their support. Appreciate you guys having us on.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Brian Bohannon, the undefeated Coach Brian Bohannon.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.